Our Lady of the Snows, pray for us. An evil and wicked generation seeketh a sign, but no sign shall be given it save the sign of Jonah the prophet. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, children, it tried to snow a little bit this morning. And why would that be a good thing? No, I'm not thinking about having a blizzard and you could all be sent home in midday and do the snow bunny dance or something like that. No, I was thinking of another, more spiritual reason why it would have been a nice thing to have some snow this morning. Because today we go in spirit to the Church of Our Lady of the Snow. In your missal, the church is called St. Mary Major, the major or most important church of our Blessed Mother in all Christendom throughout the whole world. It's the church that has the privilege of having the relics of the crib of our Lord, for example, and many important saints are buried there and many holy things have happened there. But it started because of a snow miracle that Our Lady sent as a sign as to what an old couple should do with their money. They wanted to give it to the Blessed Mother, but they weren't quite sure. And so she came to them in a dream one night in the summer in August. And she said, in the morning, go to the Esquiline Hill, one of the seven hills in Rome. And there you'll find in the snow, imagine snow in August, it was a sign of a miracle. And there you'll find the design of a church that I want you to build in my honor. Follow the same pattern of the snow. And so they did. And the Pope, Pope Liberius, he had a sign too. He had a dream. And he went with the clergy in a procession. And they found the snow too. And that was the sign as to what God wanted this couple to do with all of their money, and that's how this beautiful church was first of all built. I want to talk to you today about signs. If it snows, it's a sign of something. It's a sign that it's winter or that it's cold weather, and it might be a sign that there wouldn't be any school, or it might be a sign that you'd have to leave for work or school early because the roads might be bad. It's one thing that stands for another. That's what a sign is. Now today, the church introduces us to three different signs, and really almost four. And the first of these is Our Blessed Mother, who is the great sign that appeared in the heavens. And she appears again and again throughout history to be a sign showing people how to get to heaven. Because a sign not only is one thing that stands for another, think of it, a sign is also one thing that shows you where something else is or how to get there. And so we have street signs. And Father Cicada likes to complain that in Cincinnati, the street signs are always so hard to read. But I think probably in other cities too. But if you don't know where you're going, and you have to drive sort of slowly and it's dark out, and you have to read the signs, if you don't have the little person who lives inside the GPS box on your dashboard to tell you exactly when you need to turn and things like that, well, you need to read the signs. And what's another kind of a sign? Well, just out at the corner there, before you get on to Glendale Milford Road, you'll see a street light, green, red, yellow. Stop, go slowly, or go. That's a sign too, isn't it? These are all signs that we see about us every day, but at the same time, Almighty God uses signs to show us how to get to heaven and the way in which we should be going there. And so in addition to our Blessed Mother, who is always with us with her miracles and her wonderful intercession and the signs that she worked, for example, at Fatima, miracle of the sun, we also have two Old Testament stories today, well, three really, and they're the prophets. The prophets point the way to the coming of Christ. Moses, who got the Ten Commandments, he comes to us. Today's Mass has two lessons before the gospel instead of one. That's a sign. It's a very old Mass. So we talk about Moses. We're introduced to him who prayed with our Lord on the mountaintop for 40 days and 40 nights. What's that? That's the number of Lent isn't it? 40 days. And then Elias the prophet, he's the prophet of Mount Carmel. And he had to run away from a wicked queen named Jezebel. And he got a little discouraged. That's the story in the second lesson of today's Mass. And so he was very tired out, and he just laid down for sort of a nap, a kind of a depressed, tired nap, under a juniper tree. And an angel came and woke him up and said, "Arise, eat, drink." He brought a little, like a little tiny individual loaf of bread for him called a hearth cake and some water. He hadn't eaten or drunk anything for a long time. And he said, "Arise," he did that twice. He said, "Arise, eat, drink. You've got a long way ahead of you." That's a sign, this Old Testament story is, of the Blessed Sacrament. When we go to Holy Communion, the strength that we receive for our long journey all the way to Easter during Lent. And then, last of all, in the Gospel, our Lord himself tells us about the sign of another prophet. His name was Jonah. He was the unwilling prophet. Remember Jonah? He was a Jew, and he didn't want to preach to the pagan Assyrians so they would be saved, especially not because they were very wicked and very cruel, and they did horrible things to people. He didn't want them to be converted and spared by God, but God made him, he forced him to do God's holy will, and so finally he did. He walked through their city, the capital city, for 3 days, and he preached repentance, and everybody repented. Even the animals fasted, as well as the king on his throne, and because of that, God spared them. Now, in the Gospel, this is really the point of it, children, we are introduced to our Lord, who says, a wicked generation wants a sign. The people are saying to him, "Now you prove to us that you're really from God. Work a miracle right now." But our Lord knew that wouldn't make any difference. They would just say he made it up, or it was a trick, or it was from the devil. And so our Lord says to them, the only sign you're going to get is the sign of Jonah, the prophet. What does that sign stand for? It stands for two things. Our Lord converted people as Jonah did. And so, if our Lord is converting sinners and making them be good and be sorry for their sins, as he's doing his whole 3 years that he's preaching to the people, that's a sign he's really from God. And the second sign is the greatest of all. What happened to Jonah? Do you remember your Bible history? How did God make Jonah be good and carry out the job he wanted him to do? He got thrown into the ocean, into the sea, and he was swallowed by a large whale. Well, I think most whales are pretty large, but it was an especially large whale, and it must have been a scary experience for him. Fortunately for Jonah, whales tend to swallow without chewing their food. Children do that, but that's not a good thing. But whales do it, and it's okay, because that way Jonah was still alive when he was in the belly of the whale. How long was he there? Well, of course, 3 days and three nights. How long would our Lord be in the belly of the earth, buried in the grave? 3 days and three nights, symbolically. And that's a sign of his resurrection. And so our Lord is saying, the greatest proof of all, you'll see on Easter, when I rise from the dead. But you have to have faith beforehand. And if you don't have faith beforehand, it's just not going to do you any good. So there's no sense going on and talking about having signs and miracles. That's probably why Our Lady, when she was going to work the miracle of the sun at Fatima, oh, it's almost 100 years ago now. Think of that. It was in 1917. That's probably why Our Lady didn't make it to be such a great miracle as it was going to be. First of all, it was a punishment for the Freemasons and the atheists who were being mean to the three children of Fatima. But even if it had been the greatest miracle of all, people still wouldn't believe. People pretty much believe what they want to believe. And so signs, unfortunately, don't do too much good, usually, for unbelievers. Every now and again, though, somebody has a genuine miracle, and it does convert that person. Last of all, let's think a thought about the little flower, Saint Therese. Did you ever ask her for a sign? When you pray to the little flower, children, it's customary if you're looking for something, if you want a favor, or you have a petition, something you want God to give you through her prayers, you might make a novena. That means to pray for 9 days in a row and make sacrifices and things. Well, it's customary to ask Saint Therese to give you a rose because the rose is her sign or symbol. And so if you get one, if somebody unexpectedly gives you a rose or you find one on your car dashboard or you get one in the mail, even a picture of a rose, that's considered to be a sign from God that your prayer will be heard. And sometimes people indeed do get their signs. But remember, it would only work if you have faith first of all, if you have enough faith to ask for a rose. Well, she promised, St. Therese did, that she'd spend her heaven doing good on earth and she would send down a shower of roses. What do you need today? Is there somebody that you know that maybe is sick or needs to get better or needs to come back to church again or there's some money need, whatever it is? Is there a need that you know about? Pray to St. Therese today and say, if it's God's will, St. Therese, please give me a sign by sending me a rose. That would be all right. But remember, most of all, prayer isn't about getting what we want. Prayer isn't about getting signs and wonders, children. Prayer is about being like our Blessed Mother, who was so obedient to God and so humble in all things, just as was St. Therese, the little flower. She says this, I offered myself to Jesus in order to accomplish his will perfectly in me without creatures ever being able to place any obstacle, nothing in the way. That's her little way, children, just to say yes to God every day. If you try to live that way today, you know what? You will be a sign to others as well. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.